if you want to make a hen start laying, what do you usually put in your nest to kind of fool her?
You put a black doorknob.
White doorknob?
Yeah.
Anything else?
Well, you put a glass egg.
Oh, okay. Are most of them made out of glass?
All glass or either stone.
Mm-hmm. All right, I see your wife's got some...
Ran out of plastic when they were using those. They don't use them now.
Okay. Your wife might have two sets of dishes.
She has.
Mm-hmm. She got one set that she uses every day, and then she has her good, what?
China?
Yeah. What would you use to carry water in?
Bucket.
Mm-hmm.
A gourd.
A gourd?
Mm-hmm.
If it was a bucket, what would it usually be made from?
Cedar.
Cedar? Okay. what would you use to carry milk in?
A bucket. Mm-hmm. A milk bucket.
Would it be made from cedar?
No, it would be made from some type of metal, tin usually.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you see any distinction between a bucket and a pail?
No.
Okay. What sort of container would you put like scraps from the kitchen in to feed the pigs with?
A bucket.
Mm-hmm. Is there a certain...
Call a slop bucket.
Okay. What would you use to fry eggs in?
A skillet.
Mm-hmm. What would it look like? You know, would it be made from?
Be made, prefer the one made out of cast iron.
Mm-hmm. Would it, do you have a round bottom or a flat bottom?
It'd be round with a flat bottom.
Okay.
Circle in shape with a flat bottom.
All right. What was that big iron container that people used to wash their clothes in?
Wash pot.
Mm-hmm. Would you have any other name for it?
Not that I know of.
Would you ever call it a kettle?
No, a kettle. You wouldn't call that a kettle. You call it a syrup. A pot you made very similar to that, that you cook syrup in a kettle. You call it a syrup kettle, but it's much larger than a wash pot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What would you put cut flowers in?
A vase.
Alright. And what would be the eating utensils that you'd have at the table?
A knife and a fork.
Mm-hmm.
Spoon.
Mm-hmm. And if you had two cutting tools, you'd have two?
You'd have two knives.
Okay. After you eat, what does your wife usually do with the dishes?
She stacks them, puts them in the sink to wash.
Okay. Then after she washes the dishes, then what does she do?
Puts them on the drain, or puts them in the drain of the drain.
Mm-hmm. All right. Is there any step between washing it off and then draining it? I mean, does she run water over it first?
Sometimes she does. Well, yes, but she's got a spray. She sprays it away. She gets it stacked. She sprays them. Sprays them with hot water and lets them dry. She's in a hurry. She'll dry them herself. I have me dry one. The bucket she prefers is my dry.
She wants you dry. Okay. Well, what would you say she was doing then? I mean, after she washed the dishes, then she